Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
Today, on this edition of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to talk about transitions. Many times when we think about the word transition or making a transition, we think of it in terms of something we do once in a while. Maybe you're going through losing a job, moving into a different house, maybe getting married or divorced, having children, losing parents. These are all transitions in life. One day, I was sitting in my office many years ago, looking at my library of books, and for whatever reason, it dawned on me that the truth of the matter is that life is just one big, long transition. That is, if you are living a life well lived. What I mean by that is that we're always growing, unless we're dying. You see, people who grow are always willing to take risk, to do the things that really truly matter to them. They're willing to do things differently than they did before. They're willing to try out new ideas, even if they're really scary. They're willing to take on more responsibility and higher level jobs, or perhaps even start their own business, even when they have no clue on how to go about doing that. Or perhaps traveling to far away places, even when you don't know anyone, or maybe because you don't know anyone in those places. Immersing yourself in a new culture. These are all transitions. And I'm writing about this now in my journal. And so I thought I'd share with you some of what I'm going through at the moment now, because we all know in the healing profession, well, those of us who are transparent anyway, realize that our best learnings are those things that we go through ourselves and those things that we learn from the people with whom we work, who, by the way, are a mirror into the things that we need to shift and change into ourselves. So here's the transition I'm going through right now. For many, 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 many years, I've been working very hard on this business, sometimes with more ideas than other times, but always with my mind focused on what I could do to make the world better for my having been here using my skills, talents, education, interest, and whatever the Creator has endowed upon me to be able to use. And over the years, I've been able to meet many fascinating people all over the world, really, and all over the country. And it's been wonderful. However, it's also been a true challenge. It's been a challenge in the fact that selling hypnosis or having people, at least here on the East Coast, want to do the work has been really hard. Part of it is my own anger, I guess, and resentments over the years to the world of psychology and conventional medicine, in terms of them feeling that they have the answers instead of really understanding that their patients really know more about their own bodies than they ever could, forcing treatments that go against the client's values, attitudes, and beliefs, or forcing these ideas that they can never be healed. They would use the word cure. I don't need to use that word. I don't believe in that word. I believe in heal. Because if we're healed of the problems we have, that means we're back to where our natural state is, and that's absolutely perfect in my mind. What I have learned over these years, working with all the clients I've had the honor, privilege, and sometimes, as my clients tell me, monster creation, because they hold me accountable for my own crap when they feel that I'm throwing something at them that's not congruent with those things I've told them they need to do in their own life. And yes, it's fine they do that. They need to do that, and I need to hear what they have to say. That's how I grow. That being said, being put aside, it's been very, very hard go. People are changing in terms of what they want. Market is shifting a lot of times. It's really incredibly difficult to get my work out there with addictions because although the research demonstrates that these recovery places, 99.9% of them, are useless and even damaging as the recycling in and out of these places happens, the rotating doors, if you will. Many people going through these programs feeling worse than they did before, the same as they did before, and very, very few actually moving on, letting go of whatever their issues were when they went into those places. And yet, the insurance companies cover the cost of the care in many of these places, and so that's the natural place for my clientele to go. Add to that that people don't understand how their mind works, don't really care to learn how it works, want quick fixes, want to blame the world for their problems, fail to understand that the only way that anyone is going to get ahead in the world, including myself, is to take responsibility for their lives, the choices they make, the people they decide to hang with, and the things that they choose to do. These all matter a great deal. There is a saying, I don't know which great mind came up with it, but I've read it attributed to several people over the years, that we are the combination of the five people that we hang around the most. And I certainly do feel that this is clearly true in my life, because though I love a lot of the people in my life, many of them are not doing so well financially. And it's not because they haven't tried to make changes. Many of them have. Many of them are doing really great things in their world. Other of them, lesser so. However, that's one of the things that I need to shift and change. The other thing that I need to shift and change is being in a place where people are actually open to doing the work that I do. People who have the disposable income and are willing to pay what it costs to really transition their lives, transforming themselves into the persons that they would love to be instead of feeling stuck being the people they'd rather not be. And in truth, many people have a lot of shame and guilt and anger against themselves that really could be easily reframed with a new perception, which is really the bottom line of the work that I do in any case, making those changes in the unconscious mind. The problem is that many people don't realize how easy and effective this work can be compared to years and years of therapy, and even months of therapy, going week in and week out to find out what their problem is and having very little change as a result of it. Well, it's not a really good way to go, frankly. My dream and my wish is for every therapist and every doctor to learn about how the unconscious mind works, and even the spirituality that comes through the superconscious mind. Because with my clients, the majority of them that I've worked with since I came across this idea, this notion, that bringing in their deities, their spiritual guides, whomever or whatever they call them, whatever they are, this is what has led to many miraculous breakthroughs where the unconscious mind has been holding on too tightly to allow the client to really be able to shift and change in the ways they need to. Being hooked up with their superconscious, higher conscious mind and their spirituality is the thing that allows them to move forward, and it's done fairly quickly. The clients don't always get everything the way that they want it. I just have been working with a couple who really truly love each other, but really don't know how to demonstrate that love to each other in ways that the other understands as being something that they desire from them. Because there's a difference between doing what you think a person wants and needs versus giving them what they really truly need. I have an example of that, actually. For many, many years, I had an excellent friend who really wanted to treat me more like a daughter than as an equal. I had a lot of mental health problems at that time. He never judged me for them, except for the fact that when I finally overcame them, it took him 20-some-odd years to be able to realize that these issues were in my past, completely and totally. How sad that it took that long for him to realize that fact, always waiting for the other foot to drop, for the old behaviors to come back, and they never did, because they were treated in such a fashion that they didn't need to. And that's really the thing that I want to get out there. However, I need to be in a place and a space where people are open to doing the work and where they're willing to pay the value of what I have to offer. In some cases, I've helped people's lives be saved. The very first review that I have on Yelp is from a father who wrote about how I helped save his oldest son's life. The oldest son is Antonio Martin, who wrote his own review or testimonial of his own horrific life story and how I helped clear him of his issues with his name there to give other people hope that if someone in his situation could be healed, anyone can be healed. And I so love them both for being willing to put that out there in the world. Because you don't need to suffer. You don't need to feel like you're all alone. You don't need to feel like you're weird or different than the rest of the people out there. Because honestly, we all have things that we struggle with. In my case, it's been income and finding a stable relationship for myself. Those are two areas that I need a lot of help in and things that I've been working really hard on creating for myself. But for other people, it has to do with getting into abusive, horrific relationships, having children that they can't really take care of, maybe perhaps having teenagers that are abusing them, or maybe people in jobs that they can't stand, or feeling like they're all alone in the world because they don't know how to build wonderful relationships. Thank God I have beautiful relationships with so many people all over the place. So many people support what I do, many of them having been helped with the work that I do in one way or another. There's many things that we all have challenges at. In fact, when you look at the world as it is, coming from the spiritual aspect, spiritual teachers will tell you that you're here in this life to overcome the challenges that you find yourself being challenged by repeatedly in your life. And once those challenges are all done, you can remain a spirit forever. Now, I don't know if you believe in these things, and it doesn't really matter to me whether or not you do. However, I do associate myself with the idea that we all have issues that we need to learn how to resolve. And we need to understand that the people in our lives also have issues that they need to resolve. And some are more ready than others to do the work. And one cannot force another to be something they are not. If you really truly love and care about a person, you set them free when you realize that the relationship isn't working any longer. You give them those things that they really, really desire from you when they ask you for them, instead of fighting them and thinking that you know better than they. You will never know better than the person themselves what they truly, truly think or feel. And to think otherwise, well, that's what led to the divorce that I had several years ago. That was a true eye-opener. So stop mind-reading people. You have no way of knowing what someone's feeling or thinking, and even if they tell you what they believe is true, there's so many people out there who cannot even hear what is blatantly stated as eloquently as possible right into their ears because they cannot hear it. They're not ready to hear it. They cannot deal with it. They get defensive. And in that defensiveness, they might be defensive or they might throw it back in the other person's face in terms of them not understanding what they're saying as being their truth. It's very interesting how this all happens. I've seen it happen so many times when I'm working with couples or children and parents, and it's mind-boggling, but it's the way it works, or in this case, it doesn't work so well. So transitions are about going deeply inside yourself and being real and never allowing anything or anybody to get in the way of you being true to who you are. Doing those things that are so important to you. Because the only person who can live your life for you, honestly, transparently, and authentically, is you. So I invite you to make the transitions that you need to make in your life by listening to that subconscious, unconscious part of you, and more importantly, your spiritual self. Because when you get in touch with those things and you actually listen to them, life really does go a lot easier. And even now, when I'm yet again moving, I've only been in this place, 4 months? But now I was able to heal my broken ankle here with a lot of love and compassion. And it's now time for me to make my ultimate move, a move I've been waiting to make for 32 years now, before I ever got into hypnosis, frankly, many years before. And I'm making it. And I'm making this audio public because I think it's important to put out into the public realm what it is that your intention is, to have people hold you accountable. So I'm going to make a whole lot more monsters out of all my listeners, holding me accountable for doing what I'm saying I'm doing. And that's a good thing. That's a really good thing. That's why so many people have coaches and mentors, to hold them accountable. And to help them see the things that they don't really see or perceive in a way that's helpful to them, as well as helping them with skills and abilities they need to learn. But most importantly, they hold them accountable to the things they say are important to them. At least, they do the best they can, as I do the best I can with all the clients that I see. It's not always easy, it's not always fun, but more often than not, the outcomes are really positive, even if sometimes it doesn't feel like it is, like with this couple that's going to be separating from one another because they really need to. They've done what they needed to do in that relationship, and it's time for them to move on to something else, something healthier for both of them. And that's okay. It really is okay. So think about the transitions that you need to make in your own life. You're probably making transitions in some areas of your life. And work harder and deeper. Do some automatic writing or do some self-hypnosis or meditation to help you to get in touch with where those unhappy places are in your life, the different areas. And then go about making the changes that you need to by listening to it and acting on it. And you'll be so much happier for having done that. Hell, I haven't even made my move yet, but in my head, in my soul, I have. And that's how I know it's going to come to pass sooner than I could ever imagine. It's just how everything works in my life, especially where travel and moves are concerned. So, go forth. I'd love to hear from you how your transitions are going. And if you have any input or if you have any advice you'd like, you can certainly get in touch with me through Skype, through the phone. It is a cell phone. It will go anywhere I go. Or the email address. Suzanne@dawningvisions.com, and the phone number is there, as well as the rest of my contact information. Happy transitions to all of you. At this time, I would love to introduce you to a fantastic woman whose purpose is to inspire and empower others to be of service to humanity in a loving and caring manner while achieving their aspirations integrity. Her name is Alicia Lawrence, and she has a podcast called I Live to Inspire. She also has a web blog where you can read the content. She says that everyone has their own definition of success and freedom, and she is moved to inspire you to get there by sharing her journey with you, called The Alicia Lawrence Show, I Live to Inspire, which you can easily find on Stitcher.com and iTunes. You love her warm, comforting Jamaican voice. If you'd prefer to read the content, go to our website at http://ilivetoinspire.com/podcast/. You will truly enjoy and learn much from what she shares with you.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.